sagen der der Verbab Mishna Bab Khamesh Khabura the shots to be track on that. So five different groups of people. They were all dwelling in the same palace. It was a big, large house that had five separate openings to the chazir. There were five large rooms in this house, but each room had an opening to the chazir, and there were a group of people residing in each room. And there were also a number of other houses that opened up into the same chazir. So since there are a number of houses that open up into the chazir, and the Erev Chaseres is necessary to allow you to carry from the house into the chazir. And the question is, this one large house that had five different groups of people living there and had five different openings to the chazir, does each group of people have to make a separate contribution to the Erev Chaseres, or since it's all one large house, all together they only have to make one contribution towards the Erev Chaseres? Beishame Oimrim, Erev L'chol Chabura V'chabura. Beishame says each separate group of people that live in this mansion and have an opening to the chazir have to make a separate contribution toward the Erev Chaseres. U'beishilo Oimrim, Erev Echad L'kula. But Beishilo says it's sufficient that altogether they would make one contribution towards the Erev Chazir. Now we're talking about where the five separate rooms in this palace are separated by a flimsy wall that does not reach the ceiling. So since they are separated with such a flimsy partition, in such a case, according to Beis Hillel, the five groups do not have to give separate contribution to the Erev Chaseres. It's sufficient that altogether they contribute one contribution to the Erev Chaseres. However, if there are more sturdy mechitzas made out of good material, or if the mechitzas reach all the way to the ceiling, in such a case, Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Hillel that the five groups of people that live in this palace, each group separately, would have to make their own contribution toward the Erev Chaseres. Umodim b'dmashim iktas and shruim b'chadar u'ba'aliyos she'en tzrich en Erev l'kol chabura v'chabura. And Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Hillel in such a case that some of the people living in the palace live downstairs while some of the others live upstairs, and the group that lives upstairs also has an opening into the chazir along with the people that live downstairs, that each group would have to make a separate contribution toward the Erev Chaseres. And since they're living on separate floors, they're considered totally separate groups, and each one has to make their own contribution toward the Erev Chaseres to allow them to carry from the house into the chazir.
If there are two brothers or two partners that eat by the table of their father, or they eat by the table of their employer, but they don't sleep by their father or their employer, they sleep in their own houses, the brothers and the partners have to provide their own Erev for the Erev Chaseres. Now we're talking about where the brothers or the partners live in the same chaser as their father or their employer. They have separate houses in the same chaser, and they want to make an Erev Chaseres to allow them to carry them from the house into the chaser. And they didn't. In order to make an Erev Chaseres, each one of the houses that opens up into the chaser would provide some food for the Erev. Now these brothers, they eat by their father. Now we're not talking about that they actually eat by the father, but the father provides them with support. He gives them money for their food or gives them the actual food. And the partners don't actually eat by their employer, but their employer provides them with their food. But they sleep in their own houses. In such a case, even though they eat by their employer or by their father, since they have their own house which they sleep in, that opens up into the same chaser, they have to provide their own food for the Erev. They cannot rely on the food that their father or their employer gives for the Erev. They have to separately give food towards the Erev. However, if they literally eat by their father or literally eat by their employer, they don't just take food from their father or their employer, but they actually eat by the house of their father or their employer. In such a case, even though they have a separate house which they sleep in, that opens up to the same chaser, they would not have to provide their own food for the Erev. They could rely on the food that their father or their employer provides for the Erev, since they literally eat by their father or by their employer. Lefichach, and shachach echad mehem below Erev. The Batalas, since we're saying that the brothers or the partners that take out food from their father or their employer but sleep in their own houses have to provide their own food for the Erev. If one of the brothers or one of the partners forgot to provide food for the Erev, so the Erev would not be valid, and the one who forgot to provide the food would have to be mevatel his reshus. He would have to forfeit his possession of the chatzah for that Shabbos. in order to validate the Erev. And that way, by giving up his possession of the Chatzar for that Shabbos, it's as if it's not living in the Chatzar, and the fact that he didn't give food toward the Erev would not invalidate the Erev, since he's no longer a resident of that Chatzar for that Shabbos. Amosai, Bizman Shemalichin Eruvan B'makomach Avom Haya Erev B'Eflon Osha Eni Ma'in D'Yurim Chatzar Enan Tzrichalar. When do we say that brothers or partners that take out food for their employer or their father and sleep in their own houses have to provide food toward the Erev Chatzeres? That's if the Erev Chatzeres was put into one of the houses that's not their own houses or their father or their employer's houses. The Erev Chatzeres was put into one of the houses of somebody else that lives in the Chatzer. In such a case, each one of the brothers and each one of the partners would have to provide food towards the Erev. But if the Erev was placed in the house of the father or the employer, or was placed in the house of one of the brothers or one of the partners, in such a case, the brothers and the partners would not have to provide their own food for the Erev. The reason being is that the person who has the Erev placed in his own house, he doesn't have to provide food for the Erev. Only the other houses in the Chatzer have to provide food for the Erev. And since these brothers and these partners are being supported by their father or their employer, so if the Erev is placed in one of their houses, so then we don't look at them as being separate members of the Chatzar. We look at them all as one member. So therefore, just like the person who the Erev is placed in his own house doesn't have to provide food for the Erev, so too the brothers and the partners would not have to provide food for the Erev, because it's as if it was placed in their own house. And since they are provided for by their father or their employer, so when the Erev is placed in their father's house or their employer's house or one of their houses, it's as if it was placed in their own house, and each one of the brothers and each one of the partners would not have to provide food for the Erev, since it's as if the Erev was placed in their own house, and the person who had the Erev placed in his own house does not have to provide food for the Erev. Or, if the brothers and the partners, together with the father or the employer, were the only members of this chatzar, there's nobody else who has a house that opens up to the chatzar. The only people who have houses opening up to the chatzar are the brothers and the father, or the partners and the employer. In such a case, no Erev Chatzeres would be needed at all. When do we say that the brothers or the partners would have to provide their own food for the Erev, since they sleep in their own houses and don't literally eat by their father or their employer? That's only if there are other people, outside people, that also have houses that open up to this chatzar. And since there are other people that have houses that open up to the chatzar, so an Erev Chatzeres is necessary. And since an Erev Chatzeres is necessary, so we look at the brothers and the partners as separate members of this chatzar, and they have to provide food for the Erev. But in such a case that the brothers and their fathers, or the partners and their employer, are the only members of this chatzar, since the brothers are being provided for by their father, and the partners are being provided for by their employer, we look at it as if there's only one house that opens up to this chatzar, and the halacha is, when there's only one house that opens up to a chatzar, no Erev Chatzeres is necessary. So in that case, no Erev Chatzeres would be needed. We would look at the brothers and the partners with their father and their employer as only one house, and therefore no Erev Chatzeres would be necessary.